Well, it really does take a village of tremendously talented people to make a movie like this come to life. And for the part of Bart Millard's real-life love interest and wife, Shannon Millard, the directors turned to Madeline Carroll, a tremendously talented young lady who had her first star turn at the age of 11 as the leading lady in Kevin Costner's film Swing Vote. Just a fantastic performance if you have never seen it. But the truth is, Madeline Carroll has been in the entertainment industry since she was 3 years old.
Yeah, 3 years old. Can you believe it? I can't believe I've been in it that long. It doesn't really feel like that at all. It was just more like, you know, just playing around when you're younger, you know what I mean? I didn't really decide, like, okay, this is what I want to do and this is what I'm going to fight to do until I was like 14, 15 years old. And then that's actually like, that was when it got really hard. Like, just the parts that were coming my way were just things I didn't want to do and things that weren't edifying and they weren't even good scripts. You know what I mean? They were just silly and just wrong. And I just went through this really big struggle with God for like 4 years. Like, God, is this no longer where you want me? Is this not what you have for me? Like, what do you desire? And I remember, like, this time last year, I got on the floor in my bathroom, and I just started to cry, and I was like, God, like, please help me. Like, what is it that you want of me? Like, I just don't understand. Do you still have me here, or are you, like, gone from this now? I was like, God, just tell me. Like, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And then, I'm not kidding you, literally the next day, a door opened up to be in another movie, and then 2 months after that, I was at a separate audition for a commercial, and the woman who got paired up with me to be my mom in the audition, she just happened to know who I was, and she was like, you should go out on that new movie, I Can Only Imagine. And I was like the song? And she was like, yeah, I like the song. And so I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my goodness. So I knew it was going to be powerful when I heard it. So I left and I called my manager and I was like, please, will you please get me in for this part? Like, I really want to go in for this. And when she called over there, they just so happened to be trying to get a hold of me. Which was like total miracle, like so crazy. So I go in there and I talk with them for literally like an hour, all about God, all about my faith, all about everything I'd went through, like all these different things. I come out and I said to my mom, I was like, Mom, it's okay if I don't get this part because I know that I'll work with these people someday. Like, I just knew when I met the Irwins and Kevin Downs that like there was something there and that they were on a mission to do things for the Lord. And so I didn't really think I was going to get it. I just thought that I definitely met them for a reason. You know what I mean? And
wow. Then
literally a few days later, found out I got the part and just couldn't believe it. So, and for now, like when I see the film and everything, I just keep crying because I just think of, you know, a year ago when I was so broken and now what God did with it. And I just can't get over it. You know, I can't believe it.
You know, before we sketch out your part in this story a little bit, honest to goodness, I mean, congratulations to you guys. This is just a beautifully made film. The cinematography, the way it's woven together, the writing and your acting is just tremendous.
Oh, thank you so much. It really was like a dozen people doing a dozen different things and that make it so beautiful. I can't take credit for the cinematography, unfortunately, but thank you very much. I definitely prayed every day on set that I would, you know, do Shannon justice. And I actually just got to meet her for the first time 2 weeks ago. So I was so nervous of, you know, what she was going to think of it and what,
of course,
you know, her thoughts were going to be. And she, thank God, she loved it. And she said that like there were a bunch of times in the film where she was like, that's me. That's what I would have did.
So wow.
It was awesome.
But your character is interwoven into this whole narrative from the very beginning. Can you give us just a sketch of how she fits in the story?
So she I play the real life wife of Bart Millard, and she in the film is high school age and then a young woman is who I play. And she just kind of really was the person who knew that Bart was called to do something great, that knew that Bart had a purpose in his life, even though he had a lot of hard things happen. He wanted to hide the fact that he was abused physically and mentally. And there was a part in the movie that ended up not making it into the film, but kind of describes who her character really is. She was like, I'll come over. Let me come over and help you. And then when she says that in the film, there was another part where she physically does come over and, you know, sees how sad and dreary his life really was. But it's just, she just was such a light and a force behind him, continually pushing him towards, you know, what God had called him to do. And when you meet her in person, she has such a strong sense of surety. She is filled with just peace and just always calm and just really, I think that's what he needs in his life, is someone like that who's real solid and just can encompasses the peace of the Holy Spirit, because his life's so crazy and all over the place. And so she just is the driving force behind him. She knew he was called to do something great, continued to speak that into his life and let him know that he was meant for something great. And that's who she is still now, you know?
You've worked with a lot of great fiction in films like Swing Vote, which we talked about before, and Flipped. How much different is depicting someone who is actually flesh and blood, who you, as you described, who you met? I mean, that's got to be a horse of a different color.
It really was. I was really nervous about, like, playing her and what she was going to think of it. And so when I met her at the premiere, I was, like grinding my teeth, like, oh, gosh, what is she going to think? But she thanked the Lord. She really liked it and was happy with it. I initially was going to call her when I first got the part and get to know her, but Andy and John were like, no, you know, you encapture her spirit and we don't want you to change anything. And so I didn't do that until like later on, and getting to meet her was just so cool. But it definitely, there's a lot more pressure to it when you're portraying someone real, who's not only someone real that's like maybe dead and gone, you know what I mean? Because they're not ever going to really see it. It's just, you know, telling their story. But someone who's going to physically be sitting in the theater watching it and judging it, oh, I was so nervous. But thank God she said I did a good job, so.
Well, that's wonderful. So if they tell you you can't call her, you can't ask her questions, how do you prepare?
They didn't tell me I couldn't. They were just like, we like the way that you are and the way that you're, like, your essence. So they basically didn't want me to do anything but be me. And they said that we're just very similar, like just Wow. Our attitudes, our personalities are really similar. So I didn't really prepare necessarily, which felt really weird. They were just like, stay how you are. So I did. I just didn't do anything.
Wow. That is the coolest thing ever.
Well, I know. It was weird, but it took a lot of preparation off.
I'm sure. Wow. That's fascinating. Thanks for the look inside. That's really interesting.
No, are you kidding? Thank you. Thank you for your time.
She's a talented actress on the big and small screen. She plays Shannon in the new feature film adaptation of Bart Millard's incredible journey to writing, I Can Only Imagine. And Madeline, if we want to learn more and find a theater, where's the best place to go?
You can, we're all always posting on our social media. Mine's is MadsCarol2 on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Maddie Carol. And then also there is an I Can Only Imagine, like a personal Instagram and personal Twitter. And there's also a website, ICanOnlyImagine.com, and a Facebook page.
Hey, tremendous. Well,
yay.
It is. It's an absolutely beautifully made film. Your acting is so, so very good and so well done. So we're sure excited to see it. And thanks so much for being here, okay?
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.